KI Technology Group takes care of all of our computer needs, not only here in studio, but at our home office. Linda Lynch is the president of KI Technology Group. Hi, Linda.
Hi, Tony.
I'm trying to find this email that I got last week, and I don't know what I did with it. I'll find it a little bit, but I do know that it was a kind of a bizarre question. What happens if the cloud goes down? Can the cloud go down when you talk about trying to access your information? And my initial thought was, I'm not a tech guru, but I would think that the way the service that you use to get to that information is the problem you would have, not necessarily the cloud. Can you address that?
That would be one answer, yeah. Yes. I mean, the cloud is not one thing. Mm-hmm. The cloud is a whole lot of things that are aggregated together to provide services. So if the entire cloud goes down, that would certainly be a very bad thing. And I'm not going to say that that would never happen, because that actually is one of the things that the government is worrying about in terms of cybersecurity. A terrorist attack that would take out the internet would certainly be devastating to not only our economy, but a number of other economies. So typically what you're talking about is your internet service might be down. And if you only have one way to get to the internet, then that would leave you unable to access your cloud services, at least from that location. You could always go somewhere else. You could go home. You could go to a coffee shop that has Wi-Fi available and access it that way. The other thing that could happen is that if your resources, let's say you're using Amazon's cloud services to store your information, they could certainly have an outage that would cause you to be unable to get to your resources until they get resolved. So that is a concern, but it's not any different than if you had a server in your office. What happens if that server goes down? The thing that's sometimes frustrating when things like that happen, and they certainly have happened, is that it's sometimes, if it's your server, you can call someone to come and fix it, and you can get regular updates on what's going on as far as when you will be back in service. If it's Amazon, if it's Google, if it's Microsoft, because you're using Office 365, it's difficult to get a hold of someone who can give you accurate information about when the problem might be resolved, and that's frustrating and leaves you feeling kind of helpless.
And in talking about the cloud and your information, that leads me to the next question. Does the information on the cloud, is it safe? Because we hear about the big companies and corporations being hacked by China and other large entities that have unlimited resources to find these people and these companies that are great at hacking. Is our information safe and secure in the cloud?
Well, if you're a small business, you are not going to be able to afford the same types of firewalls that will prevent hackers from getting in that a large company can afford. If you move your information to the cloud, you can take advantage of an enterprise class security system that you wouldn't be able to afford otherwise. Certainly the companies that have been hacked are ones that, you know, if I was sitting around looking for targets, I would want someone that I know has a lot of names in their database and a lot of credit card information in their database. So those companies are certainly attractive targets to people who want to steal information in ways that most small businesses are not.
All right, people who want more information about this from KI Technology Group, where do they go?
They can give us a call at 333-6540, or they can visit our website at www.kitechnologygroup.com.
And they take care of all of our computer needs here in studio and in office. Linda Lynch is the president of KI Technology Group.